Well, top of the morning to you. Today, we're going to discuss something that's really on everybody's minds. What's going on with home prices? So we're going to dig into that. I'm going to have some of my pundits kind of heads blowing off again, and I'm going to show you how they'll probably spin this. And then the next thing we're going to talk about is if you are a first-time home buyer, what should you be looking to? So we're going to go over a few steps that you should be concerned with or at least focused in on if and when you decide you're looking to buy your first house. So the reason why we're doing this today is there's really no economic news out today. Look at it. On Wednesday, crude oil inventories is coming in. Gas prices here actually came down a little bit after OPEC came in and said we're going to cut production. So I was a little bit surprised there. But let's get over to some of the headlines that we're seeing today. Right here, top markets at risk for home price declines. So again, well, you're going to have probably a lot of people out there, they're going to try to slide this past you. Look, guys, look, in Port St. Lucie, prices are very high, that they're going to go down 50 to 75%. I'm not surprised that a lot of people are going to say that, and they're going to go up through here. So guys, you need to really, really focus in on information that people get you. So let's go out and see what this information really is all about. So if we go to the top of this page, we're going to see U.S. Home Prices Insight for June of 2023. So what it's telling us right through here is home prices nationally, including distressed sales, increased year over year by 2%. 2%. It's up 2%? I thought it was supposed to be down 30 or 40 or maybe even 50%. Well, let's go down through here. Here's what CoreLogic forecasted. I got to get my head out of the equation so you can see the full screen. Here's what they forecasted. They said for the year, it's going to go up 4.6%. So far this year, we're up 2.2%. Okay, year over year. Month over month, we're up 1.2% nationally. All right. So this is, I don't know where a lot of people get their data. They cherry pick a lot of things, but I'm going to show you multiple sites that actually show this. U.S. home prices growth continues to slow. Yes, it's slowing. It can't keep up at that robust figure of 10, 15, 20% a year, but it's coming back to national averages that we've been predicting. Now, I've been predicting that mortgage or home values will be flat, completely flat for the year. You'll see some markets kind of picking up some steam that didn't see the big headlines and the big appreciation. Where are those? Right here. If you notice through here, right through here, this is the blue section of your screen. And I'm going to click, you know, like you can't see it because of my green screen. Year over year changes. So most of the West Coast, they saw 15, 20, 30% home appreciation values in the last year or two. Those markets are going to basically slow down to nothing because people can't afford it. I get it. That's why I keep saying, you know, if you have a house for $350 or less, it's going to sell like hotcakes, I can promise you. Then you go through this area and look through here. Most of the changes are kind of this color, whatever this is, all the way down to really dark maroon. So if you see that, most of the middle of the country and the East Coast, they don't CoreLogic, they don't think these areas are going to get hammered. I don't either. Especially throughout the Midwest, we didn't see that robust appreciation that most of the country saw. If you break it down by cell or areas, absolutely. I kept saying San Diego, Phoenix, LA, Las Vegas, Denver, Austin, those areas are going to get hit, folks. But you can't brush the whole country saying, oh, it's going to be catastrophic. House prices are going to drop 75% nationally. Look over here. Miami is up 13%. Washington up 0.8. Chicago, right where I am, it's up 3.4%. I'll validate these facts. Our house prices aren't crashing here. All right. That's when you get down to here. Look at the areas that they're saying are most likely to decline. Lakeland, Winter Haven, Florida, Provo, Utah, Sarasota Beach, Florida, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Florida, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Why? They had excessive appreciation pushing their home prices to unaffordable levels. Okay, so that's the first thing we want to talk about. The next thing is, where is it cheaper to possibly buy than rent? Okay, so I'm going to put this down below because this thing just came out. Look at the dates that this thing came out. June 6th. So all my data is current as you could possibly get it. Let's go up here and see when this was posted. We're going to look at this. This is June 6th as well. So let's get over to this section here. Buy versus rent. What's cheaper? So this cell is going to give you a map. And again, notice the areas that's more affordable. So if you're on the West Coast, guys, I hate to say it, but if you're not making $1 million, it's hard to afford a house out in Southern California. But where are areas that you can find value? Well, let's go through it. If you go through the Midwest, like we are through here, Indianapolis, cheaper. St. Louis, Missouri, cheaper. Kansas City, cheaper. Cleveland, Ohio, look at that. Cheaper. This one's cheaper to buy by 50-something, 56%. So you guys have to do your own diligence, folks. So my goal here on the channel is to do this. My goal is to educate you guys, give you the information so you can read it, you can comprehend it, and you can figure out for yourself what is truly going on with housing. So my job is to provide you the information like a teacher, and then you guys do your homework to see if your area, how's it looking? Is it okay? Is it cheaper to buy than rent? Maybe it's a much cheaper to rent than buy out like in California and Arizona. So those areas you might want to rent. So how do you find out and figure out how do you do this? Is it good for me to actually buy now or what? Well, the first thing is let's go over to some of the tips that we have. Four tips to getting your first mortgage ever. Let me see if I can get this out of the way. Let's go down and see what they're telling us to do or advising us to do. And again, guys, my data here is from June 5th. So I'm not using old data from a year ago or whatever, trying to bamboozle you. Here's the points that we want to get across. Key points. Getting the first mortgage requires good credit and usually some type of down payment. I'm going to validate that in a second, but you don't need 20% and you don't need an 800 credit score. You don't want to make major life-changing changes before applying for your first mortgage. Here's what some people do. They're like, hey, I'm looking to get my first house. My debts are a little tough. I just bought a new car last month and the payment's $700. Guys, you probably might have just shot yourself in the foot when it comes to buying a house. Unless you can live in that car, you might want to look at not buying that really nice expensive car right now before you get yourself into a home, if you're looking to buy a home, okay? You also shouldn't necessarily borrow as much as you can when the bank allows you to. So here's one of the things that happens is you call in and most people they're excited and they're like, hey, I want to get pre-approved for a loan. How much can I get pre-approved for? And that's the exact wrong thing you want to do. Here's what I always do. I come out and say, okay, what are you paying now? What's your affordability? What's your income? What are you comfortable paying? And I leave it at that. And then we start working the numbers and I get back with you and say, okay, the number that you presented, here's what it could buy you. Can that afford anything in your area based on those numbers? And then we start tweaking numbers from there. So never just go out there point blank and just say, get me as much as I can, because you're putting yourself up for failure. So the next thing, let's go down through some of the high points that they have. You may not need as big of a down payment as you think. So there's still people out there that think I need 5, 10, maybe even 20% of a down payment. You don't, folks. There's a program we have out right now that only requires 1% down. If you want to check out that video and that program, all you need to do is click up here. I'll put that link up there above for you. So that's the first thing. There's programs out there. Even if you're a veteran, God bless you. If you're looking into a rural area with a USDA loan, it's both are 0% down payments. Now, there are several down payment assistance programs out there. There's probably over 2,000. Yes, 2,000 down payment assistance programs. So before you try to weed out all those on your own, please reach out to us. We'd like to help you in that search for the right program, the right down payment assistance program, and even a realtor. We have a free system out there that will vet realtors in your area to make sure you're matched up with the perfect agent for you. So please take advantage of that if you're looking into buying your house right now. Your credit and debt will impact how much you can borrow. That's absolutely sure, correct. But you don't need an 800 credit score. You don't need a 780 credit score. But the better your credit score is, the better your rate's going to be in most cases prior to the Biden administration changing those things. But still, it's still a goal to try to increase your credit score as much as you can. We have a system down below. It's called Smart Credit. And I use it personally. Check it out. It's really cheap. It'll monitor your credit, watch your credit, alert you of credit pulls and things like that. It's a fantastic system. And then the last thing is it's crucial to avoid major life changes before applying for a loan. Okay, so let's talk about that. You don't really want to change your jobs, even if it's the same job at a higher pay, before you let your mortgage advisor know. Why? Well, unless you have cash, the mortgage company that you're getting the loan through, the money to buy that house, they're going to have to look at all your data to say, you know, will we do a loan on this or not? So please consult your mortgage advisor before making any major changes. Mortgage rates today, well, this is what I see on a daily basis. So I follow the bond market, the mortgage-backed security market, and everything. Why? Well, because I'm a mortgage advisor. So I need to know what's going on with rates so I can at least advise you guys saying, okay, here's what's coming down the pike in news. So this is how this might be affecting your mortgage rates. So the first thing we look at is the 10-year treasury. But those that are out there follow channel, we know we don't monitor this because there's no relevance to do this when we have the mortgage-backed security data. So here's what I mean. If you ask most mortgage people, you know, what they follow to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, they're going to say, well, the 10-year treasury. Well, as soon as they say that, please hang up. Because they don't know what they're talking about. Why would you not monitor or watch the mortgage-backed security bond, a mortgage bond trading on Wall Street, to figure out what's going on with the mortgage rates? So that's what we do here on the channel. So what you're seeing right now is the 30-year mortgage-backed security bond with a 5.0 note. You're seeing right through here. It is down 17. What does that mean? Well, what you're seeing right in here is the price of the bond. So what we know is what I try to educate you guys on is if a price of a bond goes down, what happens to the yield or the interest rate? It goes up. That's how it works. So let me do a quick example of this. It's going to extend the video out a little bit, probably going to reduce my viewers, but I need you to understand this. Here's how bonds and yields work. So let's say, for example, we got this. We have a bond that matures next year, and it'll give me $100 back when that bond matures. Okay, so let's look at it this way. If I pay you a low price, let's say I pay you $50. Okay, I pay you $50 today. Next year, when that bond or that coupon expires or comes to fruition, you're going to give me my $100 back. So remember, I gave you $50 for that bond. Next year, you're going to give me $100 back. What's my return? What's my rate of return? What's my yield? 100%. It doubled in its value. Okay, so now let's make it simple. Let's say I give you $100 today for that $100 bond that you're going to give me next year. So I give you $100 today. I wait a year. You then, my bond matures. You give me my $100 back. You're like, Dan, that doesn't make any sense. Why? You didn't get any return. Did you see how my yield went down to zero? So if I pay you $50 for that $100 bond, a lower price, my yield is much higher down there as if when the prices go up. So when this price goes down right through here, you're going to see mortgage rates go up. Okay, there's an inverse or flip-flop effect. This is going to cause rates to go up maybe 0.08. Nothing really to write home about. So there's really no economic news today, and there's really nothing that should be affecting mortgage rates. Where are mortgage rates? Well, this is published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. These are not my rates. These are not any single bank's rates. These are a national average for this type of borrower. So if you're a borrower out there and you have a 740 credit score, you're looking to put 20% down, 20%, not 5%, 3%, 1%, 20% down. And it's going to be your primary home. Your first home, primary home, 740 credit score, 20% down, those are going to be your rates, or darn close to these things, okay? So what you're seeing on your screen is the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing a home. You see that the 30-year rate is flat from yesterday, and that's why, because we have nothing going on in the bond market. Next thing is we have me. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, you went pretty fast, but you do what? So we can help you get pre-approved for a house. Let's go through the steps. If you're sitting there and you're like, my credit is okay, reach out to us. We can give you some advice on how you can maybe repair those things, do some maintenance on those to get that credit score up. Next thing is you might have money. You don't have 20% down, but you're like, hey, Dan, I got a couple percent down. Will that work? Well, absolutely, it should work. So these are all the questions that we're going to answer for you guys if you're out there seeking a mortgage for your first house. So let's say, for example, though, you're like, well, okay, I got pre-approved. Now what? I got to find a realtor. How do I do that? Well, we have a free system that'll also do that for you. So we can get you pre-approved, set you up with a realtor to make sure that transaction or your transaction goes as smooth as possible. How do you reach out to us? Well, there's a couple different ways. One is give us a call at 844-775-5626. Or if you're like, Dan, I just need to apply. I need to get this done. My lease is coming up in 60 days. I need to get moving on something. Just hit the apply now button. If you're out there and you're a little confused, you're like, I really don't know what to do. I'd like to talk to somebody. We'll offer you that as well. There's a one-on-one consultation button down below. So you can schedule an appointment with me or one of my mortgage advisors to answer any and all the questions that you have. We do that also on Wednesday evenings. This evening, I'm going to have a young lady by the name of Nicole Nark. She is a new member of the FRIO team, and she's a realtor down in Arkansas. She's a fantastic young lady, has some fantastic videos. Check out her channel as well. Her name is Nicole Nark. If you have any first-time homebuyer questions or just want to kick the can or figure out what's the mortgage market or real estate market looking like, please join us this evening at 8 o'clock Eastern time on my channel as well as Nicole's. And you can check that out by just visiting my channel. So thank you so much, guys, for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day and hope to see you tomorrow.